Hello?
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah, you ready for it?
All right. Yeah. All right. So,
I'm starting low. I'm starting with the 15, whatever, 12 something, whatever that is. That's all I had in my account, so I'm gonna start with that. I wanted to put the 119, but you ain't call me. My bill's been paying.
okay. So yeah, that's fine. Let's go with the $12.95, and it gives you a couple of weeks, or you can push it back up to 3 weeks maximum. The only difference is that if we go that route, I don't have a way to give you the discount, the $30 discount on there. So it would be at normal pricing, just the $149 month to month. Or
All right, so
I
I'm listening.
can remove the trade line of up to $5,000 from there, and keep it at 119. 119.
And 1193 still be the same. Do a boost up there. What's the top rate of 119, right?
Right, so the only everything is still the same. So you still get your personal credit advisor, unlimited disputes, third-party loan options, credit card options, Experian Boost, and the recommendation letter to help you get into a home. The only thing you don't get is the trade line of up to $5,000.
So I decided to I pay the 119, but this Monday, and still get it started, just to get it started right now, and bomb this Monday and pay it off the 119.
Okay, that's so you okay, so it actually gives you 2 weeks, it's the prosperity package, so or up to 3 weeks maximum if you need the extra time. So
Okay.
for yeah, so for the $12.95 here, we're going with the prosperity package, which is the one that's easier there for you. What kind of card do you have? Is it the Visa, MasterCard, Discovery?
This Visa, okay, I'm sorry.
Your Cash App, right?
Got cash out of it.
Okay.
It's not, yeah, I have Visa, MasterCard, I think it's Visa. Yeah, Visa. It's
Visa,
debit
okay.
and Visa. Visa debit, yeah.
Great. Go right ahead with the 16 digits on the front there and the expiration date.
Okay, one second. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
4403 9340 6865 6946 and the expiration date is 0528.
0528. Okay. What's the CVV code? Three numbers on the back.
431.
431. Okay. Just to confirm, the billing address associated with this card is 117 Van Wyck Expressway.
117-0202. No,
02.
04, 04. 114, 117, 117-04 Van Wyck Expressway.
Okay. Thank you. Great. And the card is not like turned off or anything else like that. We're all good to go, right?
Brother, I would never give it to you. It was turned off.
It's just that I usually keep my cards turned off myself for extra safety, and sometimes I even forget to unblock them. I'll be at the store and it goes declined, and I'll remember, the reason why.
I don't like that working with the client. That's why I make sure my car is always on when I need to use it. That shit, that thing right there fucks me up. Excuse my language.
Yeah,
I
it's
hate that word.
surprising, embarrassing, honestly, for that to happen, but it happens, we forget. But all right, I just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, so you won't deal with any issues there. As mentioned, it's $12.95 right now, nothing else. The next payment would take place 2 weeks from now, which is the 22nd. That's when the 119 month to month will begin. Now, do you have a paper and pen handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm giving you our customer
Hold on,
service
one
phone number
minute.
here.
Let me get my book ready. Let me get my book so I can put it
Okay,
down.
all right.
I got a special page for me and you for what we're doing right now.
For what we're talking, okay. That's where you've had your notes. Good.
Yeah. I always keep my notes and I write my music down too.
Good.
I'm an actor and I'm a singer. I'm working on that.
You're an artist.
Yeah, I play in a movie. I play in several movies. And
Nice.
I've been on rap videos. commercials, you name
Okay.
it.
Really? You got the voice of someone who like talks or
Yeah,
has like a talk show or something like that. You should get a podcast.
I did turn on voice over a little bit. I was
Cool.
on talk show too.
Nice. That's so awesome. So you got a couple of things going on for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah, well, yeah. You heard Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy?
Which one? I'm sorry.
Arsenio Hall.
I think I've seen it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he had a show. He had a show, his own show. So, woo, 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 woo. Back in the day. Remember what we call, let's see. Well, Eddie Murphy and
Eddie Murphy, yeah.
yeah,
Funny guy.
Coming to America.
Honestly, it
You
doesn't
remember
ring a
Coming to
bell, to be
America?
honest with you, but I know the artist, Eddie Murphy.
Well, remember the movie that came out for Coming to America? They came to Africa. They came to New York City, America.
Yeah, is a
I'm
king
like,
or a
what?
prince that's looking for a lady, special lady there.
Yeah, the prince. Yeah. He was the prince looking for a special lady. Him and his brother put together. All his brothers
Yeah.
had brothers. Like, that's Arsenio Hall. His partner, that's Arsenio Hall.
Okay.
Yeah,
Really?
that's
That
the name of him.
you were in that movie?
Huh?
You were in that movie?
No. Everybody mistake me as being him, looking like
Really?
that. Yeah.
That's what you look at. Like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Some
I
mistake me
bet.
as being Eddie Murphy, or some mistake me as being Arsenio Hall. I went to a baseball game in the Bronx, in Yankee Stadium,
Yeah.
and I was in the audience. I was coming down the steps. All the people look at me and say, "Woo, woo, 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 woo." I said, "What they doing that for?" They say, "My friends said they think you Arsenio Hall." I said, "Serious? You just like him?"
That's so cool, man. That's so cool. You could be his double or something like that for some of his movies.
I look like me. I look like me. I like to look like me. You know what I mean?
That's
Hold on.
right.
Still, karaoke.
Getting that from
I'm gonna
YouTube.
show you something. I want you to listen to something. 1 minute, okay? 1 minute.
All
You
right,
still
cool.
there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Listening?
Yes, I'm listening. I can hear.
One second.
Is that you playing?
Now, this line of reason, I'm singing a song. Lady, born just a moment away, and I'm without you once again.
Wow.
You laugh at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. I gotta fix my voice. So many dreams just away. So many words we can say
Wow.
to be bold love in a storm. Let me stop.
You definitely got talent.
My voice not right. Because let me tell you something. Because I smoke little cigarettes, and plus I had to drink some lemon and stuff like that, and ginger and stuff like clear my voice. That's what's going on. It's not right. It's not what I want to say. You know what I mean? It's better than that.
But you got
Way better
talent,
than that.
man. I'm going to look you up if you don't mind. Once I get a little break. Do you have like a Facebook account or a YouTube channel, podcast?
Let me tell you something. No, not yet, but I will have some soon. I'll go to the studio this
You
week.
should.
Let me tell you something. You won't believe. I have a guy who's teaching me who was one of the number one a singer that I want to say so bad, so bad, but I really don't want to put him out there like that. unless he want me to do it. You know, he's teaching me my song, teaching me.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
He has his own studio and everything.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's still singing to this day. I'll tell you about that later once you call me, for real. You know?
That's so cool. Who would have thought, you know, I'll be speaking to an artist. I don't have that type of talent myself. My talent is more like fixing things, anything, whatever breaks, I can fix it. It's crazy. But yeah, that's so cool, Andrew. I had no idea. I do remember you telling me that you were an artist, but not
remember New Edition? New Edition?
New Edition. Okay. What is that? I'm sorry. Is that one of your songs?
Or? No, New Edition.
New Edition.
Can you stand the rain? Can you stand the rain? Huh? You remember New Edition?
I've never heard of it, to be honest with you.
The song played the one thing, Candy Girl, all back in the days. Candy Girl, you're my love. New Edition, you don't know about them?
Honestly, no.
Before?
Wow, I'd be lying to you if I did, but I'm going to look up that song. Phoenix, Arizona.
You gotta hear about New Edition. What about Ursa? What about Ursa?
Well, I'm 28 years old. I'm not sure if it was, you know, when I was growing up, maybe 7, 8 years
Drake,
old.
You know about Drake? You know
Drake,
about Drake?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, now Ursa sang, you know, "Let It Burn, Let It Burn."
Oh yeah, definitely. Ursa. Usher. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now you heard of Belle Biv and DeVoe?
Who? I'm sorry.
Belle Biv and DeVoe. You know about Bobby Brown?
Bobby Brown. Yep.
You know about Bobby Brown, right?
Right.
Now he's part of the group, the New Edition.
Okay.
Now you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Well, Bobby Brown, he's married to Whitney Houston.
Okay. Honestly, you know I have to look it up, to be honest with you.
But you know who Whitney Houston is? Whitney Houston.
The name doesn't ring a bell.
Anyway, I wish I could Google it to you.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to look it up.
All right, look up New Edition.
New Edition, okay.
Yeah, one
band,
of the groups,
right?
One of the group singers is Michael Bivins from New Edition.
Okay. All right.
You looking up now? You looking up now?
Well, the computer here that I use for work, it's blocked. Doesn't allow me to look up. Let's get this done. Yeah.
Anyway, one of the famous singers are teaching me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so unique. That is so unique. But you know, it's those times when you stumble upon someone that changes your life for something better.
Yeah.
I'm still yet to come across someone like that myself. You know, and what I do. Like,
my family members—they're songwriters, famous.
Okay.
I want to sing some stuff to you, but you know, definitely, so you can see and see me too in the movies that I played in and things like that too.
Get some social media going. Get an Instagram, account, a Twitter, so that people can look you up and know who you are, what you're seeing. Honestly, I would definitely follow you if you had those accounts. And over time, you know, it makes you money as well.
I know. My family's got their account, but I'm gonna get that made up. How can you get it? What about them? How can you get it?
Well, you can actually reply here. Let me send you a text message with our customer service phone number on it. My name, of course. And you can actually reply back on that text message and I'll see it. I can respond back to you on it as well.
Exactly. Do that. Copy that. Okay. So let's finish what we're doing right now. Get this started.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So
all right.
I just sent you a text message with a link coming from the Credit Pro support. It'll say, "Welcome to the Credit Pros." It went to your email.
Okay, I'm going to text message in there. This is 718 number. What's this?
So it'll say, "Welcome to the Credit Pros." It's an email. If you haven't received it, let me try to have another one sent out. And I just sent you the text message
right now.
Okay.
I'm texting. I'm watching right now. Okay, I got it. Credit close. Okay. It says, "Yeah, tired of being denied applying for credit? I got it.
Okay. No, that's an old text message that I sent you. The one that you're looking for is on your email. The email that we
Right, credit
used.
pro service. Yeah, I got a customer service number. This is Raymond.
Right.
This is
That's
got the
my
number
name.
on it, right?
Correct.
973-233-4388.
Right.
That's how I
And
get in contact with you, right?
you can call me back on that number. You can reply to me on that number as well. So it works. But the one that you should be getting is an email on AndrewJones311966@gmail.com. The email should say "Welcome to the Credit Pros." So go on that
Okay.
account there and look it up.
Okay, one second. Hold on. Well, I gotta look at my email.
Right. Take a look at your email. I want you to click on a link in there for you to get access to your client portal, and we can get to work on everything right away.
I'm looking at my email right now.
Perfect.
Promotion, yeah.
So it should have your username on there. And the link right under that.
I'm not going to hold on for a second. Credit video. Unemployment is not Joe from. It's not going. Not there.
It's not there. Let me have another one sent out.
Joel with something like that.
Okay, I just sent another email to you.
Do I go to the Gmail or do I go to with the M on it? M email.
On your Gmail account, the one that
Gmail.
you gave me, yes.
Okay, I gotta go to Gmail. Okay, it's Credit Pro. I got welcome to Credit Pro 308. Okay, I got it.
Right. So there is a link in there. Do you see the link?
It says, Dear Andrew, welcome to TCP. Please log into your portal, sign the contract, and let's get started. Click on the link below. If you have any issue, please feel free to call. Let's click the link below. Do I click the link?
Click on that link for me, yes, sir. And that link is going to open up another page. It should take a minute or two for it to open up. This is our agreement of service. It's the laws and regulations we use in your state to dispute negative items, as well as our obligations towards you as a consumer.
Right. Welcome to the Credit Pros. Log out or log in to the consumer rights and under New York state law. Right to provide. I got it.
All right, so everything we talked about is in there for you to read once again. You're more than welcome to read through it. We're not in a hurry. Once you're done, go to the bottom, hit agree and sign, and then the next step button.
I'm just going to hit agree and sign because I want to start this thing right away, and then I'll read it while they're going along.
Right.
I
You can
trust you.
come back to it any day, anytime.
Okay. I say, I hereby want to concern this contract for my name, date, and everything.
It should have your information already in there. If it's not, it'll be in the next page for you to confirm and make sure everything is correct.
So what do I agree to say name? What do I agree with?
There was not like a button there that for you to hit agree and sign at the bottom.
It says, oh, I see phone number and stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the bottom side. My bad. It says, agree, Andrew Jones have read and agreed to sign. Got it. I checked it.
Okay.
Now I hit the next. Now I hit next, right?
Right. And the next step is pretty much your information. Make sure that everything is correct, that I've made no mistakes.
Andrew Jones. I got it. I got my email. Yeah. You got my date of birth. Yeah. You got my social security last four digits. Yeah. And they got phone number. Yeah. Previous step. Next step. Let's say previous step. What I do?
Okay. So next step? Go to the next step. Yes.
I hit it. Okay.
I believe just follow the steps, and there you'll have to create a password at some point.
In the next step, at some point, I know when they tell me to do it. Mm-hmm. It's on the next step right now. I'm at 80%. Now I'm on the fifth one.
Okay. So is it asking you to select the accounts that you wish to dispute, or what is it telling you?
Well, it says choose the items you would like us to dispute.
Okay. So hang on right there for me. This is where I need to get your advisor on the line. Mm-hmm. That way the two of you together can go over those details, have the action plan created, and give you a rundown on the app and the benefits we talked about. Okay. Before you speak to your advisor, I'm going to put you through ACE. It's our automated system. It's going to verify that I entered your information correctly. It's a quick 2-minute recording. At the end of the audio, press the number 1 on your phone, and that'll get your advisor on the line, who will see my notes and continue from where we left off, okay?
This advisor will be my advisor from now on?
From now on. It's the person you will speak to in case of any questions, concerns, doubts, or anything at all.
Okay, or any problems.
Or any problems, correct. Or any changes to the account as well. If you need extra time, hey, give us a call. It's all about communication here at the Credit Pros.
Right. Another thing you say, I got up to 3 weeks, right, to pay the 119, correct?
You can request that. I've set it up for 2 weeks, but if you need to change that and make it 3 weeks, mention it to your advisor, and I'll put it on my notes here for you. For
all right. Them to see. In 3 weeks, what date is that after 3 weeks from now? What date will I be on?
The 29th.
The 3 weeks. 29th?
29th, yes.
Okay. We'll set it like that for me, just in case. Just in case. Okay. But I definitely want to do it by Monday.
Okay.
Just in case.
It doesn't allow me to make the change myself, but I know that the change can be made with your credit advisor.
Well, let me see my credit advisor then. Can I contact you again?
You can contact me on the phone number that's showing on your caller ID. You can write me a text as well.
All right, Raymond. I'll do that. I appreciate you, Raymond.
Yeah.
Raymond, one more thing. If I'm doing the right thing, is it the right thing I'm doing now? Brother, be honest with me, please.
It's definitely the right thing. You're going to get a lot of help here. There's negative items that need to be disputed as well. Listen, Andrew, I enjoyed speaking with you, and what I'm going to tell you might even get me in trouble. But if for some reason there's something that you don't like or you don't agree with, you can cancel any time. No issues. You can even request a refund if it comes down to it. I mean, we're that type of company here that are with you every step of the way.
I believe so. I don't need to do that. But being patient with me, helping me out a whole lot, brother, you're number one. You deserve a raise. You're going to 10.
Hey, hopefully the quality department is listening to what you're telling me now.
I'm serious. God bless you. You're the best person I've been speaking to. That's what gets me to do it. Because sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I never let nobody get my information like I've done to you. I trust you. I felt in my heart to trust you.
Yeah.
And God knows I did.
Thank you so much. A good man.
You know, a good tone, a good man. Man, listen, they better not lose you. They lose you, they lose me. Straight like that. If I don't hear nothing from you again, there's something wrong, you're not there no more, I will quit this doggone thing because I want you there. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right?
Hey,
all
right? I appreciate it, Andrew.
Hopefully, when I get this plate, I contact you, let you know that how glad I am with you, thank God. All right?
Thank you. I know it's a great decision you're making today. I can.
You got it, bro. Thank you, brother.
God bless you,
brother. I don't know you, but I look like at my brother.
Hey, I'm going to look you up and see what I can find about you there.
Stay in contact with me anyway. Call me, see how it goes with me and doing. Please stay in contact with me. How's it going?
Sounds good.
You know. And I will send you some things of mine. Okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Andrew.
You'd be really shocked who you're dealing with, for real.
Yeah, I already was.
My feet again, but you'll be shocked who you're dealing with.
Nice.
I got a lot of stuff to send you. I got music that you that's coming out. They ain't come out yet.
Really?
I'll send it to you for people that famous people that I deal with. All right?
Nice. That's so cool. All right, Andrew. We'll keep in touch. Have a good one out. God bless.
You too, brother. God bless you too.
All righty now. Bye-bye.
All right now. Later.